The Temptation and the Opportunity. James Smith Autobiography. Marvelous Mercy. 1862. The following, in an excerpt from the diary of James Smith. I have just heard that an old friend, far advanced in life, has fallen into sin. May the Lord pardon and restore him. In looking back, I wonder that I have not publicly fallen, for I have been powerfully tempted to other sins equally as bad. I have regularly observed that in my experience, the Lord has not often allowed the temptation and the opportunity to meet. And when they have, fear has worked powerfully and kept me back. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well near slipped. Psalm 73:2. Ah, how frequently have I been almost gone! I can call to mind places and times when I have been in the very mouth of danger, on the brink of a fearful fall, and yet the Lord has held me up. But for special keeping, where would I have been this morning, and what would I be? Blessed be God, though it was almost, it was not fully. This word, almost, has been sweet to my soul. Almost gone, but altogether saved through God's most free and all-glorious grace. But I would not merely be kept from open sin. I desire to be so deeply sanctified that my soul may hate, abhor, and detest sin in every form, tremble at its approach, and flee from the very appearance of evil to Jesus. I find that my nature is still corrupt, depraved, and polluted, and that the blood of Jesus, the restraining power of the Holy Spirit, and the forgiving grace of God are as necessary as ever. Hold me up, and I shall be safe. Psalm 119, 117.